But was wir jetzt in mich ne alter Malwes gewerbe bestar, if someone lends money using a star, a document, then gave him a chasam mishubadim, he can collect from the borrower, the lender can collect from the borrower, even from mortgaged assets. That means that even from assets, from fixed property, which the borrower has sold or given away after the loan. So if I loan money from you, and so I owe you money, and then I go, after I loan the money from you, I go and I've got land before, I go and sell the land. You can go and claim the land back from the person who bought it from me if I can't repay you back the loan. It's an interesting thing. So it's got to, no, I'm saying, no, the minute I take a loan from you, the minute I take a loan from you, all of my fixed property stand surety for that loan. And even if I sell it or give it away afterwards, it goes with the lien to the, you know, to the lender. Yeah. But that's only if it's in a document. But if it's al yada aidim, if it's by just witnesses, but there's no document, then government nechasim b'necher. Now the lender can only go and collect the loan back from free property, means property still in my possession, not property which I've given away or sold. If he produces a note in the handwriting of the borrower, so it's a note of loan, right? That he loaned money, yeah. But it's not in the proper format. It doesn't have the witnesses, etc., on it. But it is in the handwriting of the borrower. Shu chayv lo. So that go menachasim menacharim. That's not good enough because there's no witnesses on it. So there. You can still only claim from a property which is unmortgaged, meaning property still in the borrower's possession, not property which he's given over, you know, or sold. Arav hayotzi l'achar chitum shtaris, a little bit of a change of topic, a guarantor that's he's written his guarantee, but he's written it in the document after the signatories. So there's the loan, then the witnesses sign, and then the guarantor writes that he guarantees the loan. So goyve menachasim b'necharin. So that's effectively as an oral loan, the guarantor part of it. If the lender wants to collect from the guarantor, if the borrower defaults on the debt, he can't collect from his mortgage property, can only collect from property which is still in his possession, because he is after the witnesses. He should have signed before the witnesses. Ma'aseh bo lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. There was a story that came to Rabbi Shmuel. V'ama goyvim menachasim b'nai chorin. And he said they can only claim from the guarantor from his free unmortgaged property. A similar story to this, where the guarantor signed after the witnesses. So Amalo Ben Nanas said to him, Aino gaiva loy minachasim mishubadim, velo minachasim b'nai chorin. So says Ben Nanas, no, Aino gaiva lo minachasim mishubadim, velo minachasim b'nai chorin. He can't collect from either his mortgage property or his free property. He can't collect from the guarantor from anything. So Amaloi, they said to him, Lama, why can't we collect from this guarantor? So Amaloi, he says, Aray, achoinek es echad bashuk. If there was a case of a lender strangling a borrower in the marketplace, right? So the borrower didn't pay him back, and the lender found him in the marketplace, and he's like busy strangling him. Give me my money. So the borrower's friend was walking past. So the borrower's friend says, "Hanachle, like leave him alone, like you know, implying I'll pay you back. I'll pay the loan back." Patur. So in that case, we can't claim from that person that was walking by. He's not a valid guarantor. And why is he not a valid guarantor? Shelo al imunasa hilval, because the loan wasn't made on his with his trust, meaning at the time of the loan he wasn't a guarantor. You can't come and be a guarantor afterward. Who's the only kind of guarantor that's a valid guarantor? Someone who says at the time of the loan I'll be a guarantor. You know, only if he says it at the time of the loan is he obligated, because then based on his word the loan was made. Right, so says Ben Nanas, what does he mean? Means that only a guarantor who stands as a guarantor at the time that the loan is made is a valid guarantor. A guarantor who comes later is not valid. And says Ben Nanas, so too a guarantor who signs after the witnesses is completely invalid. You can't claim from any of his property. So Rabbi Shmuel, Harotze sheyachkim, someone who wants to become wise. Yasok b'dina mamos, he should learn the laws or the monetary laws. She'ein lach miktsa b'torah gadol miyim, because there's no branch of Torah that is greater than monetary laws. She'ein kamayin hanoveya, they are like a gushing spring. Baroitze she'asok b'dina mamos, and someone who wants to occupy himself with civil laws, yishamash es Shimon ben Nana, should learn from Shimon ben Nana. So he praised, you know, the scholarship of Rabbi Shimon ben Nana. That's the interesting thing, though, is even though he praised the scholarship of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, the halacha doesn't follow. The halacha still follows Rabbi Shmuel in this law over here, and it means that the guarantor who signs at the end of the document, we can claim back from him, the lender can claim from him, but only from his unmortgaged, only from his free property. Hadran alecha, Maseches Baba Basra.